We're learning Masech Desyum and Afsamachayim in the days. The Gemara is answering the Kasha, starts off with the answering the Kasha which we asked in Samachayim and Aleph. The Kasha was, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could take the Shkolim that were donated for this year's Tumas Lishka, then they were lost and then they were replaced. But the Shkolim that was donated for this year's Tumas Lishka could be used for next year's, because if they found the original Shkolim, they're both Shkolim, Rabbi Yehuda says you can use it for next year. So you see, like the Gemara calls it, and like we explained, now the Gemara is saying that you shouldn't think it's two different shame karbanis, karbanis of this year, karbanis of next year. It's all the same shame karban. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the parvis so shem kippurim, if they got lost, then you mafish others tachtam, they yamusu, why are they yamusu? Why don't you bring them for next year? So the Gemara says, karbanis sibra are different kedir aptavi. Tells you have to bring it from the new chuma. So Mela, even though the etzim shame carbon is the same, but it's carbon that came from the chuma yeshana, you can't bring it for the next year. You need from the chuma chadasha. So fact the teis yeshanim and the ridvan and the teis rush. So why do you have the same problem with the shkolim? How could you use the shkolim that they gave in the previous year for the next year's chiyuv? Next year you need the shkolim for the next year. You need the shkolim from the tshuva chadasha. So evet the teis yeshanim the ridva einachin ami. The money you can't put into this year's tshuva yeshana. You have to save it for next year and put in the tshuva chadasha. This says the chayyim Tana Kama holds that since it was muktish for this year, so it has the hektish of this year, and it can't be chalon at the hektish of next year. And Yudol's this year and next year is the same thing. So you can't put it in the tshuma of this year, you're going to have to put it in the tshuma of next year. The Tais Rush is nice if one nekuda, then let's say they didn't, let's say it all went into the tshuma yeshan, he said, but since that wasn't the fault of the Bailim, wasn't their fault, so Mela, just like the Taimim al-Agav al-Asad Ligvais, so who would then hear, if Hektish Lamaisa got the money and they put it in the wrong tshuma, so they're still Yetzay, the tshuma chadasha, they paid money that could go for the tshuma chadasha, even if it ended up going to the tshuma yeshana, but that's still part of the tshuma chadasha. So the Gemara had a problem, only the sarah comes from the tshuma. The par comes from the kaigala's personal money, so why can't he use it next year? So the Gemara says, gzeira par atu sar. He can't use the par because it's a gzeira atu sar. So fact, the Gemara mishim gzeira yamusu. So what's the kasha mishim gzeira yamusu? So Rashi says, b'milim ksar b'tmiya, Dayoy imira, it should be enough imira. And I think the Pshat Rashi is that Bishloima, if there's a din that you're not allowed to bring it midai raisa, so then it's a chata shekipur bolet. Chata shekipur bolet is lachlam eshim esinah, then it's yomus. But if midai raisa, you really could bring it. You can't bring it out to gzeira. So why would Chazal say that mikayach the gzeira you're going to treat it like a chata shekipur bolet? There's no reason for it. The gzeira will be niskayin even if you say yira. Why would Chazal say Yemusu? What did they gain by that? If the etzim you can't bring the carbon, midar aysam, that's it. It's Yemusu. But if midar aysi you could, midar abanin you can't, what would be the reason why the rabbanim would say Yemusu? That's the chayyab pshat and Rashi. That's why the Gemara's maskana says it's also takala. They didn't want yira because of takala. So that's a positive reason, even though it's a gzera, but it's a positive reason why it should be Yemusu. They didn't want the yira because of takala. So that's why it's Yemusu. See, Taisus asks Akasha, I have a riot in Shem Gzeri Yemusa, because it says the Gemara in Zvachim, Nekola Zvachim, Shenisarvid Memshara Nisko, Ochatayis HaMesais, Yemusa Kulan. And there, Midaraisa, you have an Eitzah for them, it's Batul Barayiv, you can make it Parish. The Gemara says, Gzeri, Gzeri Shem Yikach Menekavua. So you see, of course, the Gzeri is Yemusa, what's the effect Taisus Akasha? Taisus says, this Gzeri is not such a shtaka. Gzeri, it wouldn't be a musa because it is gzeira. It is machal between the gzeira. So it's a vague effect, and it's going with the svaris that we're saying. There's no taina of yira. There's no possibility of yira. You know why? Because there's a din that they all become asavana. That's halacha. That's a gzeira derabanan. And there's a reason why they're making that gzeira. That's not halacha. Even though mid raisa the batal bereiv, but behave alechayim aren't batal. Like the Gemara there says in the Shaila, so why can't you be nishin of an aydi gzeira shemichim in the kavua? But because of the gzeir, it's asubana. Once it's asubana, So v'shteitzach it's yamusu. You can't be paida a behemah which is asa b'ano. It has no value. The Mishnah Megufa says if it's inside with psuli and mekdashim like reva, nirva, treifa, v'chuli, then it's yireh. Then it's taka yireh. Because it's mutar b'ano. The difference between kol hazvachim shenisayvim sharon iskel chatayis hamesis, which is yamusu, and kol hazvachim that's inside by reva, nirva, and treifa, which is yiru, the difference is because there, this Xayr is saying everything's asr banah because it's this Arab Yisuri Hanah with it. So, Al Sadin of Taruvis, it's all asr banah. Taka minarabana, it's asr banah. And by Reiva Vinirva, it's not asr banah. Reiva Vinirva is not asr banah. It's just Psalm Mikdashim. That's why it's Yiru. So, if we're going to learn the Kasha like Rashi, Mishim Xayri, Yamusu, Daya Yamira, that there's absolutely no makam, why would Chazal say Yamusu? So, Taisis Kasha Bechal Machver. There, there's no Eitzah of Yireh. Taiz HaKarach didn't learn that way. Taiz HaKarach learned the Rishim Zeri Yemusa means that they wouldn't make such a drastic Zeris. It means Mechalik, why, when they would, when they wouldn't. But the Chayim Rashi is saying a different word. Daya and Yireh means there's no reason to Mafsikachim. There's no reason for it. There, there's a reason. Because Alsik Zeri, it's also Banam, and Melitz Nifsad. Here, all you want, all the Zeri is, you shouldn't bring it as a carbon. So say Yireh. Why would you say Yamusu? Yeah, that's a pshat in the sugya. As I fact, the Bekrega Kasha and Taisis, he buys Shmer and Taisis, why was Taisis Kasha? Then the Gemara also asks the Kasha that the whole din of Reb Tavi and Reb Yeshe is a mitzvah. Because Reb Yudah Mishmul said, Kabana Siba Abam Echad Benisa Mitzvah Avi Men HaChadash, Kabana Siba from Echad Benisa and she bring it from the Chumah Chadash, and Heven Ayash and Yatsa. But if he brought it from the Yash and Yatsa, it's Shechisa Mitzvah. So the whole thing is just a mitzvah, that can't be a reason why it should be a musu. But the evidence is good. So Mamela, that can't be a reason why it should be a musu. So the Mikdash David, it's in similar Mere Ice Base. He asks the Stir, Gemalig Akasha, the Gemara in Shavuah is that few days. So on the Sugg of Tmidim Shehutshachu Letzibur, that the Tanakhama says, when you have Tmidim from last year, you already bought Tmidim, they used to have six sheep in the Lishka. They only needed two a day, and they have four extra. So there's four sheep that's going to be left over. What do you do with these four sheep? So the Chachamim say that you can be paid to them. He says, Leiv Bez Amasna, even though it's a carbon, Kedusha Guf normally doesn't have Padiyah, but there's a din of Leiv Bez Amasna to allow Padiyah. Rav Shimon says, no. What you do is you take these sheep and you use them for Eilus Nadav. You're not paid to them. You use them for Eilus Nadav. And Kitzim Benesim is Bech. So the Gemara says over there, Yes. Amar Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Umayder Rav Shimon, B'Sirei Chatas, that when you have leftover Sirei Chatas, Rashi says you have the Sirish Chedesh Adar, which you didn't bring for some reason, got lost, you were mafresh another one, and now you can't bring it now by Nisan because you need from the Chumah Chadasha, right? So, Eimek Kitzim Begufan Ela B'dmehem. You don't use them as an Eila. You wait till they get a mum, you pay them and use the money as an Eila. Because, Hachu Demikara Eila V'hashta Eila. The Tmidim, which are an Eila, so it's an Eila, you could use an Eila, so Dav is also an Eila. Mashayin came the Sirei Musafim, which are a Chatois. So, the Gemara says, Gzeira. So it sounds like the etzim, they automatically turn into eilas. They're like a meiser chatas, it becomes an eila. But the din by meiser chatas is that you don't bring it itself for an eila. You wait till it gets the mum and you use the money for an eila. But that's a gzeira of la'acha kapar at l'fnei kapar. So fact the Mikdash David, in that gemara it's mevur, when you have a chatas, even chatas, and it comes a Chumah Chadasha, it turns into an Eila. It becomes a Meisah Chatas, it turns into an Eila. Midaraisa, you can bring it itself as an Eilas Nadava for the Tzibur. Midarabanan, you have to be Yira and use the money for the Eila. But here, Fakert. Here it says that really, you could use for Yom Kippur, you could use it for the next year. Chumah Chadasha, the Gemara says, is not a reason. Chumah Chadasha, not a reason not to use it. The Gemara says, other reasons. But the Etzim, you can still use it as a Chatas, because since Bidi Evin, the Chumah Chadasha is good, so you can use it. That means it's a chatas. That means midaraisa it's a chatas. So it's not the pshat you could use it as an oila and just midarabana and it needs riyam mishum gzeir. If okay, midaraisa it's a chatas. Midaraisa you can actually bring it as a chatas, and midarabanan you need riya, and once you have riya, it's going to become an oila. But l'chaya, it's mamish astira. Al Gemara is saying that the chatas, the parvah so shem mikipurim, really could use it next year. I Chumah Chadasha. The Gemara says no. Chumah Chadash is only L'chadchila, but the Evid, it works. So male, that's not a reason why you can't use it next year. And that Gemara is saying that when you have Sirei or Shchedesh, which are left over, they become an Eila. No, midaraisa, you could bring it as an oila the way it is. Midarabanan, you need riyah. But why should it become an oila? We're saying in Agamara that the Di'evit, you can use it as a chatas. So he finds it tzarechi in Gadol. So the Milchaz Ram of Eifanai says, obviously, l'chai, you have to say that it's a machlekes asugis. L'chai, that's the only teretz. And he brings the shtick of Makairis a little bit that it's a machlekes asugis, it's a chiddish. He says, Rashi then, nafid alaf and mebeiz and shuas, when the Gemara brings this very brisa, five v'sarash yem v'kipurim, our brisa here, five v'sarash yem v'kipurim, sha'avdu v'hivvah shechayim taknam, chen siyah v'desarashim v'kayim taknam, kulam yimusu div Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem laza ayma yiru. Rashi says, you know why you can't bring it for next year? Because you need a tshuva chadasha. As I say in Rashi, the Tesis there, it's on Yeralef and Aleph, the Maskal Par, but Tesis there says, that was the Havman here. But the Maskani here was a different reason, because of the Tekala. Maskani didn't hold it that way. So it sounds like Rashi, if you say it's a Mechlekes HaSugya, so good, so Rashi's going with that Sugya. And then he says, Gevaldik in the Rambam. You see, the Turi Evin of Rosh Hashanah, the name of Shmuel is Buddha Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin and Aleph and Rosh Hashanah, the Turi Evin of the Asakasha. What Shmuel saying a chiddush? Shmuel saying a chiddush, right? The kavanah siba mechem and nisan is mitzvah lavim and a chadash and heaven yashin yatzah al shechisa mitzvah yetzah, even if it's from a yashin al shechisa mitzvah. He wants to know what's the chiddush. I have a mishnah in shkolim that says that. The mishnah in shkolim perek dalit says that by keteris, there's no mekateris there, but lachayah who would in all kavanah sibas that way? That what do you do with the leftover keteris? So the Gemara says like this: leftover keteris you paid it on the schar umnim. You pay the umnim with the k'tayrus and you buy it back from the umnim from the tshuva chadasha. But then the Mishnah says, "In ba hachaydish bizmana loychanaisim tshuva chadasha live in ayishana." If you have the tshuva chadasha at the proper time, then you buy it from the tshuva chadasha. But if not, you can buy it from the tshuva yishana. Clear in the Gemara that if you don't have the funds of the tshuva chadasha on time, but the evidence works. So what Shmuel telling you a chiddush, but the evidence works? The Mishnah says it already. So Terevin says an interesting teretz, that the Mishnah Tumah, you don't have the Tshuva Chadasha. That would be the evidence works. But if you have the Tshuva Chadasha, you would think it's Makiv. He says, the Agamaris, he brings the Gemara in Yivam Mustaf Kivdal, sometimes you have such a thing, that if you don't have it, but the evidence is okay, but if you have it and you don't use it, that's worse, then it's Makiv. So now, the Rambam never brings this thing of Shmuel. The Rambam doesn't bring it at all. The one thing the Rambam brings is pretty much that Mishnah and a little bit more. The Rambam says like this, Rambam at the end of Vilchus Shkolim, Perek Dal, Achir Aleph, Mishiyagir Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Eimak Piven Karban HaSibel Mitzvah Chadasha. Okay? So he says, comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you gotta have the Tshuva Chadasha. Vim loy ba min HaChadasha, loyichem min HaYishana. Which he means if the Chadasha is not available, then you could bring it from the Yishana. So the Sefer HaKavitz, in the Sefer Lekutim, in the back of the Shamsi Frank around, the Sefer Lekutim, bring a Sefer called Sefer HaKavitz, he brings it to Re'evin, and he says, it's interesting. So Kumtes, the Rambam, doesn't seem to pass on like Shmuel. The Rambam is saying that when you don't have the Tshuva Chadasha, then you can bring it from the Yishana. According to the Turi Evin, that's the Mishnah, and Shmuel is being Mechadash, even when you do have the Tshuva Chadasha, you can bring it from the Yishana. So what's Pshat? The Rambam seems to pass on like Shmuel. So the Michas of Ram, according to his shtickle, that is his theory of sugya, it works very good. Because the Rambam brings that sugya. The Rambam Michas of Psalm Mekdash and Perek Dal Lachabei says like this, Pai v'sal shem mekiburim, sha'avdu v'hifrish achreim tachtem, yira chibu heimin mum, v'yim kivil b'nam d'meim l'nadava. If you have a Pai v'sal shem mekiburim, they got lost, you mafrish one tachtem, so then yira chiz daiv, that's what the Gemara says, Rebbe Ezra Shimon, how come you can't bring them as an oila? Why do you have to bring the money as an oila? Shari Skarim name, they are Skarim, so why can't you bring them themselves as an oila? So the Rambam clearly says that they turn automatically into an oila. Mamish like the Sugin Shulis. And the only reason why you need Ri is Xera. Mamish not like the Sugi here, which says, no, you could bring it as a Chatas, but can't this Xera that you can't bring it as a Chatas? So I have to say the Rambam passes like the Sugya in Shmuas, so he doesn't pass like Shmuel. He passes that the only time Bidi Eved works is if you don't have the Tshuva Chadasha. Once you have the Tshuva Chadasha, you're not even Yetzir Bidi Eved with the Tshuva Yishana. So he doesn't bring Shmuel. Once we say it's a Stiris of Sugyas, it's very good. Agamar held like Shmuel, that Bidi Eved works, so Mela can't turn into an idol, why should it? He still can bring it as a Chadas, it's just Chisa Mitzvah. Bidi Eved works. But that Gemara holds no. Once you have a Tshuva Chadasha, so now you're not Yetzir with the Tshuva Yishana, So it turns automatically into an idol like a Meisach Hatas. That would explain why the Rambam doesn't bring Shmuel. Gevaldik. The Minchas of Rambam explains, what's the Svaras HaMachloik is the two sukkahs? He says it's a Gevaldik Azach. He says it's a Chakira. This din that you need a Truma Chadasha, is that a din in the Karbanis? That's a din in the carbon. To be Yaitse the carbon, you need Truma Chadasha. It's a Tanai in the carbon. Or is it no? Is it a din? Is a din that Tzibur brings Karbanis with Shkolim? It's a din in the midst of the Shkolim. In the midst of the Shkolim, you have to be Mechadash every year and bring Karbanis Mina Chadasha. So if it's a din in the Shkolim, then you could say, but the Evid Yaitse without it. You're missing that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the Shikli Tzibur should come every year. But if you're missing the mitzvah, you still get to the carbon. But if it's a din mitzad the carbonist tzibur, then you can say that the evidence doesn't work. And then you can make that chilek. That if you don't have the Chumah Chadasha, but the evidence works, but if you have the Chumah Chadasha, it's makib but the evidence, like the Turi Evan says. So that's the two sugyas. Our sugya holds is b'chal not a din in carbonis. So merely you could, and you have a leftover carbon, you can bring it to the Evid Yaitza. That wouldn't give it a din Yamusu. But that sugya holds, no, it turns into an Ayla. It's a din in the Karbanis. The Karbanis, Tzibur, if they're not coming from this year, they don't have a din Karban Tzibur. Meli wants to answer the Kasha of the Rash Shilavai. The Rash Shilav, and the Yishalmi and Shkalim, in the first parak, he asks the Kasha, why isn't the din of Ayla Schaidish Mechachai one in the Tayag Mitzvahs? The Mayan Mitzvahs, the Ramnam, doesn't count Chadesh Vavim Mitzvah Chadash as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Why not? Why don't you say Zayis Eilas Chadesh Mechachai Chadesh Vavim Mitzvah Chadash is one of the Tariq Mitzvahs? So Tanya de Michas Avram, you could say it's totally in the Sugis. If it's a mitzvah, Mitzvah de Mois Tzibur, then it could be one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Chadesh Vavim Mitzvah Chadash, there's a din. Benson has to go and make a new Truma every year. It's one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Why not? But if it's a din in the Karbanis, it's a Tanai in the Karbanis Tzibur to come in the Truma Chadasha. So it's one of the Tanai Mitzvahs. He says it's a Mitzvah of Karban Tzibur. One of the Tanai for the Kashas in the Karban Tzibur is that it should come from the Truma Chadasha. It's not going to be a separate Mitzvah. It's a Chaluk in the Mitzvah of the Karbanis Tzibur. That's the Shtikel of the Minchas Avraham, Gvaldige Shtikel. So now the Gemara goes right, the Elam Rav, Zeil Fish Eina Girl Kavei Mishana Lechaverta. The reason why you can't bring it Al Kabanim the Sarah for the next year is because the girl doesn't work from one year to the next. So the Teis Hashanim and Teis Rosh bring the reverse Kasha. We said before that Be'etzim, all Siri Meidais, and the Siri Nasa B'chutz and Yom Kippur, and the Siri Rosh Chadashim, they all could be interchangeable. They state the Gemara in Shavuos. So that's why the reverse said that this Gemara has to be Tumat Dafka after Hagrola. After Hagrola, then it's a Siri Pnim. A Siri Pnim can't be used as a Siri Chutz. But before Agrola, when you could still use it as Sire Chutz, like the Gemara said before, who then you could use it for the other Sire Mayadais, you could use it on Sukkot, on Rosh Chodesh v'chuli. So fact the reverse, and now we're saying the girl doesn't work for the next year, so Kumdais says no girl. If it's before the girl, so it could be used as Sire Nasir v'chutz. If we use it as Sire Nasir v'chutz, so let's use it for the Sire Mayadais. What's if Shanit should be a Musa because the girl doesn't work? So now it should be like Kaida Magrola. Kaida Magrola is the Chasir Chutz. So they answer that it's a Siyapnim. The girl doesn't work for next year means you need a new Agrola. But the Maisa event that the girl was conveyed to be a Siyapnim is going to stay. It's Shtikal Chiddush. So what's the Gemara's Kasha in Icy Vinagril? The Kasha is try it. Now, you have two Siyar. One's a Siyapnim, one's a Siyar Azazel, whatever it is. Well, let's say you only lost a Siyah Pnim. So you have a Siyah, which is all of Girl Lashem. So now, it's a Siyah Lashem. But the girl doesn't work, Mishan al-Khaverta. You need a new Grubba. So what does it mean, nicely vinagril? Try it. If it comes out again, the same Girl of Hashem, like it came last year, so then it's good. It's already a Siyah Lashem. Either girl doesn't work, so you made a new Grubba. If, as long as the two Grubbas are consistent, it would work. If not, so you didn't lose anything. But why should he kill it now? Why not be magal and see if it works? That's what the Rishayim say. So now the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says, Tenech Sar, Par, Michael, and Meimar. So the Gemara says, Par, Zey Mishum Chata Shemesu Balel. Zey Mishum Chata Shemesu Balel. Now the Gemara says, Tenech Par, Sar, Michael, and Meimar. Zey Mishum Chata Shemesu Balel. So Rashi says that maybe the Kohen Gadol will die. If the Kohen Gadol dies, so then it'll be Chata Shemesu Balel. Taisus holds, what's the Gzeira? Kain Gadol will die, you'll be able to see if he dies. Or maybe he'll die. If he dies, we'll see he dies. That's what Taisus says. Shish Rashi, do nice Kain Gadol, and he will lead. He said, Dava Nir Lenayim, Yachal Amanol of Emes, Imloi. But the Achrayim, the Gvur Sari, and the Siach Yitzchak says, it's not a question that maybe he'll die and we won't know about it. The question is, maybe he'll die, there'll be a new Kain Gadol, and they won't have that there's a problem of Chatesh Emes Lebalea. Maybe the Kain who's going to come after him is going to say, okay, I'll use last year's power. Why waste the carbon? He won't realize that it was the other Kain Gadol that paid for it, and it's the Chatesh Emes Lebalea. Just like Zerush Shem Yemek, Geryl Kavei Mishan Lechaverta, or Zerush Chatesh Ove Shinas, like the Gemara says. And the Pshat is not the Pshat that we won't know this happened. He just won't realize it's a problem. That's what the Gemara is saying. Baal Kovanim, Taisus didn't like the Pshat. Taisus says maybe one of the Kahanim will die. And Taisus' Lashon is like this. The Gemara before had a Shaila. Of the other Kahanim really Neskapa there, Mikiva? Or just really it's a Kain Gadol's power. They're just Mikufya. They're just like a floating Kabara, a superficial Kabara. That was the Gemara Shaila before. So Taisa says, even if you say Mikufya, so then it shouldn't be a Chad Shemes Lebalea. But still, people think it's a Chad Shemes Lebalea. It's a Gzeira. People think it's a Chad Shemes Lebalea. So Mikvegas asks, Nagilian Hash asks, it's Mashmuth Mikivim Mechapri, then attack is a Chad Shemes Lebalea without a Gzeira. But he's very bothered. It's not Chatesh Emes Lebalea. Only some of the Balaam died. That's a problem. Chatesh Emes mixes Balaam. So the Gvur Sami is Mesef a little bit, and he says, one second. If you're going to tell me if one of the Kanim died, it's a Chatesh Emes Lebalea, so what about the Sar? The Gemara says, Tenech Par Sar Maik Lemeimer. So if any Yitzhu died, it should be Chatesh Emes Lebalea. What's the difference? What's the Kushis HaGemara? That's why the Gvur Sami says it's partial like Rashi. Avada the Kanim doesn't matter. It's only the Kain Gadol because it's his power. So the Nesiv says that Taisa doesn't mean that if they were Neskapa Mikiva it would actually be a Chatesh Emes Lebalea. He just means it's more Pasha to be Geyser. Avada, even if they're Neskapa Mikivli, Avada Bailam, that's not called a Chatesh Emes Lebalea. It's only Mixes Balea. But it means if it's Mikiva, it would make more sense to be Geyser. But Taisa says, even if it's Mikuf, you also should be Geyser. But Lamaisa, it's a bit right to me the Achrayim, the Netziv, and the Mkveg, and the Gvur Sari, they're all bothered that that if only it's Mesu mixes Balea, then it should be called the Chadash Mesu Balea. The Gemara in Harius, the Avavim and Aleph, it's more late, there's a big Arichus earlier in the Taisus Yishanim, the Afnunam and Aleph, a big Arichus about it. And he brings the Gemara in Harius, the Avavim and Aleph. The Gemara in Harius asked the Kasha by Sira Shechadish, the Gemara, there was a whole discussion about Chatesh Emes Lebalea by Sira Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara asks the Kasha by Sira Shchedesh, if somebody dies, why don't you also say it's a Chatesh Emes Lebalea? And the Gemara brings a Raya from there that ain't Sibur Mesa. So there's a big Arichus in that Gemara. It's not Pashit. But I'm just saying that there is a Pshat, the Teis Yishanim really brings such a Pshat, that the Gemara there on Nafnun, which discusses, is the Paya Mikpur Makarban Sibur or a Karban Shutfis. He declares to say, if it's a Karban Shutfis, so if one of the Kanim died after he mafresh the power, it would be a Chatesh Emes Lebalea. The Sirah Shchedesh is not because it's a Tzibur, but if it's a Shutfis, it would be a Chatesh Emes Lebalea. But then he says that maybe, since the carbon belongs to the Kain Gadol, it comes from the Mammon of the Kain Gadol, even the Torah is Mefkir L'chol Kanim, like it says there, Be'gaza, the Kain of the Torah was Mafkir, but you could say the Kain Gadol is the Baal, that's what Rashi holds here. But L'chol, it's not so Shver and Tesis. Taisus holds if Mikiva Mechaper, then there would be Ipsil even if one Kayan died. Alisa Taisus Shanim Nefnun Klairsa Chipshat. And you have to say, to answer the Gvur Sari's Kasha, Silas also is different. That's a Karban Tzibur. The Gemara says the Sirish Chedish is a Karban Tzibur, is a Din of Ain Tzibur Mesa. And the Lomdis is that there's a difference between a Karban Shutfis and a Karban Tzibur. A Tzibur is not one big Shutfis. Not everyone's a Shutfis. There's a shame, it's a Chalei Shame Tzibur on everyone. So Chalei Shem Tzibur. So any Yachid that dies, it's not shot that one of the Bailam died. The Bailam's not the Yachid. The Bailam's the Tzibur. Now Shekhi by Shutfis of Shanis, everyone's a Bailam. So Mixis Bailam died also will be a Chatesh Shemek Sibalea. Now there is a way to learn the Gemara Harius to stim with the Achrayim. The Chatesh Shemek Mixis Balea wouldn't be considered that. And the Kasha from the Sirah Shkodesh is that maybe the one who gave the Shkolim died. Amaisa. I can't be meirich about the sugya in Horus. It's just by me a chiddush that the Achrayim, Rabbi Kidega, and the Gvura Sari, and the Netziv, they all named on that a chatash emesu mixes balea wouldn't be a din of chatash emesu balea. I don't know, that's clear that Taisis Shonim earlier at Afnun at least entertained the tzad that if it's a carbon shutfin and somebody dies, that's a chatash emesu balea. He just says that maybe Ibazai will be telling the Kayin Gadol, but you could say it's not. You could say it's telling the Kahanim like Taisis. Now, Taisis says that we're afraid one of the Kahanim died and no one will know about it. Kayin Gadol, we're not afraid. If he dies, everyone will know. But one of the Kahanim, no one will know about it. So, what are we afraid of? It's a Cheskes Chaim. The Gemara Dafnun Hay said, you're not afraid that one of the Bailim is dying. We're not afraid of that. When you have the case of the, you put all the money in the Pushka, and they didn't have Sheferis for Kinei Chayva. So the Gemara there says, it's not a problem that maybe someone will die. And Achayshishim is the Cheskes Chaim. The Gemara earlier in Dafnun Hay. So the Tziv in the Svasem is Seif Shan Taisis. That's different, you know, when people put in money and then the stomach are all going to stay alive until they bring it. But in an entire year, to say not one single kayin is going to die, that's very, very not mistabra. It's not a chash, it's like a vaday, that one kayin is going to die, just you won't realize it, you won't know about it. But then a vaday is a din to be chayshish, that's pshat and taiz, that's what the Sivan Svasem is saying.